In the past, I already shared with you the verse in Psalm 24, verse 1, which reads, "The earth is the Lord's and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it." And from this verse, nakuha ko yung isang importanteng prinsipyo na ginagamit ko sa pag-manage ng negosyo ko. And that principle says that God owns everything. God is owner. So if God is owner, tayo merong responsibility before Him. And in-explain niya itong responsibility na to in another psalm. In Psalm chapter 8, verse 4 to 6, let me just read for you verse 4. Sabi niyan, "What is man that you take thought of him, and the son of man that you care for him?" Verse 5 reads, "Yet you have made him a little lower than God, and you crowned him with glory and majesty." Why did God create us? Why was He mindful of us? Verse 6 answers us. Sabi dyan, "You make him to rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet." And I'd explained this to you many times, that to rule over doesn't mean to have dominion. It means to govern. But more importantly, ang ibig sabihin ng to rule over is to take care of it for the owner. Kung sana tayo ang owner, then to rule over means to have control, to have dominion, na tayo magde-decide kung anong gagawin sa anong meron tayo. But since God owns everything, the job that you have, the house that you live in, yung kotse na ginagamit mo, pati pera na kukuha mo sa negosyo at trabaho, according to the Bible, kay God yan. So if God is owner, tayo, steward, tagapangalaga ng binigay sa atin o pinapamahala sa atin. Di ba, think about the word pamahala. It is to govern. God has entrusted us with the things we have para alagaan. Alam ba nyo na itong konsepto na God is owner, we are steward, is all over the Bible? Unfortunately, karamihan lang ng mga tao, ang iniisip nila the Bible is concerned only of our spiritual welfare. Hindi ho totoo yun. Let me show you the references that I have been seeing for the past 25 years as I read the Bible cover to cover. Sabi ng Genesis 1:28, "God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, and rule over all things." I highlighted the phrase, God bless them. So God has blessed us. Why did God bless us? So that we can use what He has given to produce fruits. Now what are fruits? Fruits are excess food that the plant produces na sobra na hindi niya kailangan para sa sarili niya and pinapamigay ito. If we relate that to ourselves, it is as if Bible is saying that God has blessed us with things we can use para we can produce abundance. Abundance to the point that we can share with others yung sobra, and then hindi kailangan tayo matakot kasi marami pa sa loob. In fact, Genesis chapter 12 verse 2 confirms this idea. When God called Abraham to father a nation, meron siyang binigay na promise kay Abraham sa Genesis 12, and it says, "And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing." Why did God bless Abraham? God blessed Abraham so that he can father a nation. But that nation called Israel was built so that it can be a blessing to the whole world. How has Israel been a blessing to us? Do you know that most constitutions around the world were based on the laws of the Bible? The Constitution of America, sa British, and yun ginaya ng countries katulad natin. So one of the greatest contribution of Israel are the laws to guide nations. But on the other hand, you think about it today, Israel has been developing many of the technological advances we enjoy. Alam nyo ba na ang cellphone din develop sa Israel? Itong mga drones na lumilipad for whatever purpose it was intended, dinesign ng Israel yon. Face recognition. And alam ba nyo that many of the high technology companies from all over the world have a research center in Israel? drip irrigation came from Israel. Greenhouses was invented in Israel. So this small nation has contributed a lot to us. Why? Because God made a promise that He will bless them so that they can bless all of us around the world. And then we also see this idea that God would entrust men with possessions. And furthermore, si Solomon may sinabi in Ecclesiastes 5:19 to confirm that God wants to entrust us with possessions na pwede natin magamit alagaan. Sabi ng Ecclesiastes 5:19, "As for every man to whom God has given riches and wealth, and He has also empowered him to eat from them and to receive his reward and rejoice in his labor, this is a gift of God." Meron ka bang ari-arian na minamanage? Meron ka bang trabaho na source ng income mo? Itong bagay ba ito nakaprovide ng pagkain mo at mga kapangangailangan? Sabi ng Ecclesiastes 5:19, yan, regalo ni God yan sa'yo. However, some people believe the Bible is a story of God's desire to save man from sin and from this evil world. Kaya nga karamihan ng mga simbahan will teach you, "Oy, magbago ka para makapunta ka ng langit." Kasi people see this world as so evil, kailangan tayo tanggalin ni God. However, in my journey to fruitfulness, hindi ito nakita ko. In fact, when Jesus came to the world, meron siyang tinuro na importanteng prinsipyo that I use in managing my business in Matthew 25. And let me read verse 14 for you. Sabi diyan, "For it is just like a man about to go on a journey who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them." I want to explain yung word na it. Sabi niya, "For it is just like a man." What is it? Sa Matthew 25 verse 1, sabi doon, "And the kingdom of God can be compared to." So verse 2, kinumpare ang kingdom ni God sa 10 virgins. And then sa verse 14 onwards, kinumpare siya sa isang master na nagpamahala ng ari-arian niya sa mga utusan niya. So sabi niya, in God's kingdom or in God's ways, God will entrust all of us with possessions. And then furthermore, sa story ng parable of the talent, we read, "To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1. Each according to his own ability, and he went on his journey." According to this parable, ang ipapamahala sa atin ng Panginoon, iba-iba. Yung iba merong mas marami, yung iba mas konti, pero according yan sa abilidad mo na. Pero I also highlighted that word talent. That word talent is not singing or dancing talent. The word talent is actually a unit of money. One talent, according to the Bible, is 15 years of a laborer's salary. So, kinumpute ko yan. Kung around 500 pesos ang daily minimum wage, in 15 years, that's around 2 million pesos. So, itong pinamahala ng master sa slave niya, hindi maliit na pera. So, therefore, these slaves are not ordinary laborers. They are actually stewards of the money of the master. So, kung i-relate natin yan sa buhay natin, if we believe that God is owner, He has entrusted all of us with important possessions and opportunities. The reason iba-iba, kasi iba-iba ang abilidad natin. So this is what I discovered about the Bible. The story of the Bible is about God's love for man and His desire that He steward His creation. In fact, we see this in the second chapter of Genesis. After God created the world and everything in it, Genesis chapter 2 verse 8 tells us that God planted a garden toward the east in Eden, and there He placed the man whom He had formed. While God created a big earth na kailangan alagaan, He created a special garden for Adam and Eve, and linagay niya siya doon. What did God expect Adam and Eve to do in that garden? Sabi ng verse 15, "Then the Lord God took man and put him into the garden of Eden to cultivate it and keep it." I already explained the importance of cultivating and keeping a garden. Sabi ko sa inyo, pagkuha ka lang ng kuha sa isang magandang garden, maubos yan, it becomes barren. And the reason why you need to continue to cultivate and keep para pagandahin siya ng pagandahin, para hindi maubos ang abundance. So we see in the Bible that as God has created the earth, He expects man, tayo, ikaw, to take care of it. However, you will have to also understand that you cannot take care of the whole earth. Ang gusto lang niya, alagaan natin kung ano ang ipinagkatiwala niya sa atin. So meron ka bang trabaho? Yan ang garden mo. Meron ka bang maliit na sari-sari store? Yan ang ipinagkatiwala sa iyo. Meron ka bang malaking negosyo? Yan ang gusto niyang alagaan mo. Kung lahat lang sana ng tao alagaan kung ano ang ipinagkatiwala sa kanya, you know, think about it. This world will be amazing. Unfortunately, karamihan ng tao, one, would see what he has as kulang. So ayaw niyang galingan. Minsan, feeling niya may mas maganda somewhere else. So pinabayaan niya kung ano ang binigay sa kanya. And you look around the world, ang daming sayang. In fact, whenever I go to Manila, I go around the city, I feel sad because may mga area na hindi na ginagamit, pinabayaan. And you see this also in Bukidnon and in different places of the country, lupa na hindi ginamit. Bakit? Kasi nag-abroad o pumunta sa syudad or feeling nila yung anong meron sila, walang kwenta. Why am I trying to explain these things to you? Kasi gusto ko maintindihan mo na ang Panginoon merong hinahanap na special na tao. What do I mean? Matthew chapter 24 verse 45 reads, "Who then is the faithful and sensible slave whom his master put in charge of his household to give them their food in the proper time?" I am learning that God continued to look for faithful and sensible slaves or stewards. Para ma-appreciate nyo tong verse na to, let me explain the words na ginamit sa verse na to. It says that God is looking for someone faithful. Ano ang ibig sabihin ng faithful? The Greek word is pistos. Faithful means naniniwala at saka trustworthy. I highlighted the word trustworthy because gusto ko siyang explain mabuti. And then, hindi lang faithful. Naghahanap din siya ng sensible na tao. Ano ibig sabihin na ito? Anong sensible na tao? The Greek word is prominos. Ang ibig sabihin, prudent, shrewd, or wise. But I will explain this idea of being sensible and wise in another lesson. But first, let's focus on the word faithful. The other word used for faithful is trustworthy. Ang ibig niyang sabihin, according to the Oxford Dictionary, is to be relied on as an honest and truthful person. Do you know that trustworthy is not a word to describe God? God is described as faithful. God is faithful to His word, to His character, and to His nature. On the other hand, trustworthy is used to describe a steward of someone else's possession. God, when Bible is saying that He is looking for someone faithful, He is looking for someone trustworthy. Yung bang pwedeng pagkatiwalaan? Sa Bisaya, masaligan. Sa Ilocano, mapagtalikan. The Lord is looking for people who are trustworthy. Why? I need you to understand this character will determine your future. Pag merong ipinagkatiwala ang Panginoon sa iyo, what does God want us to do with the things He entrusted to us? In Genesis chapter 2 verse 15, He wants us to cultivate and keep the garden He planted. You may be a farmer, meron kang lupa. Gusto niya alagaan mo yon pero bantayan mo yon and stay put. On the other hand, He also wants you to take care of whatever blessing He has given you. Gusto niya gamitin mo yung blessing mo to produce fruits, abundance that can bless your family, can bless your neighbor, can bless the world. However, for you to be able to take good care of what you have, you must first accept kung ano binigay niya. And dapat maging masaya ka as you take good care of it. Ecclesiastes 5:19 tells us that we must accept our lot and rejoice in our toil. Ako, naniniwala ako, pag hindi ka masaya sa trabaho mo, iwanan mo yan. So maraming business expert ang nagsasabi, pag hindi ka enjoy sa trabaho mo, maghanap ka ng something that you will enjoy. Ba't ka magtitiis? Ako naman, I'm realizing, yung joy sa trabaho is a decision. If you do not see what you have as a blessing, iwanan mo yan. So dapat you accept na ito, panalangin ito or blessing ito ng Panginoon sa akin. So if I take good care of it, bibiyayaan rin niya ako nito eventually. Friends, a trustworthy person is someone worthy to be trusted with important possessions and responsibilities. In one of my lessons about work, sabi ko sa inyo, dapat walang mahirap. Kasi lahat tayo binigyan ng biyaya or blessing ng Panginoon. The only reason why some people are poor is kasi hindi nila ginamit. Let me ask you a question. What will you do? Supposing may-ari ka ng isang kumpanya, tapos meron kang tao. Yung tao mo, nakita mo parating masipag. Hindi siya nagrereklamo sa bigat ng trabaho. And then you see him as very persistent. While nagpapahinga siya, pagpagod na siya, mamaya babalikan niya yung trabaho niya. Hindi mo siya kailangan bantayan. Hindi rin siya reklamador. And he makes sure na matapos niya na maganda yung trabaho na in-entrust mo sa kanya. Hindi kanya binibigyan ng problema, but instead, he makes sure na masaya ka as the master or as the owner of the business. What will you do? Alam mo ba si God is like any owner? Ang gagawin niya pag nakita siya ng taong masipag, faithful, and sensible, look at what Matthew 24:45-47 says. Let me read. Sabi ko sa inyo, di ba, si God ito hinahanap. So sabi ng verse 45, "Who then is the faithful and sensible slave whom his master put in charge of his household to give them their food in the proper time?" Hindi natapos yung verse na yan dyan. Verse 46 says, "Blessed is that slave whom his master finds so doing when he comes." Why? "Truly I say to you that he will put him in charge of all his possessions." Why is God looking for a faithful and sensible slave? Kasi marami pa siyang ipapaalaga eh. Alam mo ba paggalingan mo sa trabaho mo, when you are trustworthy, kung meron ka mang boss, he will make sure ibibless ka niya. Unfortunately, imbis na mabless ang karamihan na tao, many hindi umuunlad. Bakit? Let me change the scenario. What will you do? What will you do if you're the owner of a business, tapos yung tao mo, parati mong nakikitang nagpapahinga? Mas marami pa yung pahinga kaysa sa trabaho. Nagtatrabaho siya pag nakikita ka niya. Pero pag wala ka, mas natutulog siya. Tapos oftentimes, nagre-reklamo pa na maliit ang sweldo na kulang daw sa pangangailangan niya. Pero pag nasweldohan mo naman, ang ginagawa niya pagkatapos magsweldo, isi-enjoy niya yon. Di ba, oftentimes nga, I make a comment, no? People would say, "Ay, napagod ako. 15 days, napagod ako. So I will reward myself." So uubusin niya yung sweldo at 15 kasi meron naman daw at 30. Pero hindi lang mga empleyado ang ganyan. Marami mga tao in sales. Pag wala pang benta, tipid na tipid. Pero pag nakabenta, overnight millionaire, uubusin, tapos magtataka na naman siya. Wala na naman siyang pera. Marami ring entrepreneurs na ganyan. You see, God has given us enough to build a fruitful future. Kaso, kailangan tama ang ugali, trustworthy and sensible. So what will God do pag hindi mo inalagaan mabuti yung ipinagkatiwala niya sa'yo? Sabi ng Matthew chapter 25:29, "For to everyone who has, more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away." And I see this all over. Empleyado na reklamador na hindi niya ginalingan na wala yung trabaho. Mga negosyante na nagwaldas ng kita nila, nagsara ang negosyo. And the only reason why they failed is because they were not trustworthy. We also see this phenomena sa story ng Parable of the Talent. I don't know if you have read or heard of the Parable of the Talent, but in the Parable of the Talent, Jesus said that meron tatlong slave ang isang master, and ipinagkatiwala niya ang possession niya at pera niya sa kanila. To one person, he gave 5 talents, to another person, he gave 2, and to another person, he gave 1. Yung binigyan ng 5 at saka 2, tinabaho nila, pinadami nila. Nung pagbalik ng master, sinauli nila. Look at what the master said. Sabi ng Matthew 25:21, "His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.'" Look at that verse carefully. Nung sinuli ba nila yung napadami nila, binawi ulit ng master? Hindi, di ba? Dinagdagan. Bakit? Kasi yung master naghahanap ng pwedeng pagkatiwalaan. Ganun ang Panginoon, ang naniniwala ako na ganoon din ang boss mo. So masarap mag-reward ng isang empleyado pag trustworthy sila, kung honest at pwede pagkatiwalaan. On the other hand, there is this other man who was given 1 talent. Ang ginawa niya, sinuli niya yung 1 talent dun sa master. Hindi niya pinadami. Sabi pa niya, "Master, sinuli ko kasi hindi ko gusto ugali mo eh." Do you know what his master said? Sabi sa Matthew 25:26, "But his master answered and said to him, 'You wicked, lazy slave. You knew that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I scattered no seed.'" I want you to appreciate the word wicked. Para maintindihan mo kung ano ibig niyang sabihin, kailangan natin malaman ano ang root word niya. Ang root word ng wicked is wick, W-I-C-K. Yun yung mitsa ng kandila. Ibig sabihin, the twisted rope sa kandila. Ang ibig sabihin ng wicked is you have a twisted mind. May sira bait mo. So sinabihan yung third slave, "Eh, wicked ka pala eh. May sira bait mo." "Bet may sira bait? Pinagkatiwala ko sa iyo yung negosyo ko. Binigyan kita ng pera para pag napalago mo, bigyan pa kita ng mas marami. You are wicked. Only because you don't like your master, hindi mo ginamit. Nagrereklamo ka." So what did the master do? The master took the money, gave it to someone else, pinakulong niya. Friends, I do not know you, but I believe many of you are in danger of being called wicked. May sira ang bait. Nakahanap ng trabaho, hindi inayos kasi nalilitan sa sweldo. Pero di ba pinag-usapan niyo yung sweldo? Tapos pa, pag ginalingan mo, tataas din naman yan eh. Pero hindi ka makapaghintay. So iniwanan mo, umalis ka, naghanap ka ng mas maganda. Kala mo, yung sunod na trabaho ang magpapayaman sa'yo. Hindi totoo yun. Kung hindi ka pwede pagkatiwalaan sa dati mong trabaho, maski saan ka pumunta, hindi ka pwede pagkatiwalaan. Many of us are wicked. Binigyan ng lupa ng Panginoon, pinamana ng negosyo, tas hindi inalagaan. Kala nila, pag pumunta sila abroad, dun sila bibiyayaan. Ilang tao na ngayon ang bumabalik galing sa Canada, Australia, Amerika? Kasi hindi rin umunlad eh. Kasi kung hindi mo kaya alagaan kung anong meron ka today, maski saan ka pumunta, hindi mo alagaan yan. Kasi mali ang ugali. And this is the reason why many people fail. Tapusin lang natin ito dito. But I'd like you to contemplate on who you are today and what do you do with the things that you have been entrusted. So in your small group, maybe you can discuss these things. Have you been trustworthy or have you been wicked? Have you been expecting a reward but you are not faithful to your word? Do you see your job or business as a blessing or is it a curse? So evaluate yourself. Are you trustworthy? Are you faithful and sensible? I'd like to thank you for being patient with me as I discuss this idea of being faithful and sensible. I hope may natutunan ka and sana ma-apply mo. May God bless you.